BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said the Middle East is facing a dramatic moment, with the conflict between Israel and Hamas putting the region, as he put it, on the verge of the abyss. As Israel's bombardment of Gaza continues in the wake of last week's assault by Hamas fighters, Mr. Guterres has made a direct appeal to both sides. Shingai Nyoka reports from Washington.
Two heartfelt appeals to the parties in this conflict. To Hamas, the UN Secretary General called for the unconditional release of hostages, and to Israel, the safe passage of humanitarian aid and workers into Gaza. He urged both sides to stop using these matters as bargaining chips. 1 million Palestinians have been driven from their homes in the last week. Guterres fears that the escalating conflict is driving the Middle East into the abyss. His alarm is shared by Arab countries.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has warned that every precaution must be taken to avoid harming civilians as Israel prepares a major ground offensive in Gaza. Mr. Blinken has been holding talks in Cairo with the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, which were expected to focus on reopening the Rafah border crossing. Yusuf Taha explains.
Egypt has been resisting mounting pressure to open its border with the territory, even after Israel told over 1 million Gazans to move south. Many Israeli, as well as American leaders, want Palestinians resettled in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula as a solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. But Mr. al-Sisi has unequivocally rejected that. Mr. Blinken wants U.S. nationals trapped in Gaza to leave via Rafah, but Cairo has made that conditional upon a formal agreement to let humanitarian aid in safely. Israel had bombed the crossing from the Palestinian side and threatened to target aid convoys.
The Israeli Energy Minister, Israel Katz, says the country has decided to resume supplying water to southern Gaza. It's not clear how much this will help to ease water shortages, given that there's no electricity available to pump supplies to where they're needed. Israel's finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, has admitted that the leadership of the country failed to protect the security of its citizens when Hamas attacked. Mr. Smotrich, who's a key figure in Benjamin Netanyahu's government, said it was painful to acknowledge this.
We have to admit honestly, painfully and with a bowed head, we, the state leadership and the security establishment, have failed in maintaining the security of our citizens. We failed to implement the unwritten contract, the first of its kind between a state and its citizens, a contract that was written in blood and is now stained with blood.
World News from the BBC. A landlord in the U.S. state of Illinois has been charged with murder and hate crimes after allegedly stabbing a Muslim woman and killing her six-year-old son in an attack linked by police to the Israel-Hamas war. The woman managed to call the police as she was fighting off 71-year-old Joseph Chuba. The Will County Sheriff's Office said that the boy had been stabbed 26 times with a military-style knife with a serrated blade. Exit polls following a general election in Poland suggest the governing Law and Justice Party has lost its majority in Parliament. They suggest that opposition parties should be able to form a coalition to force the government from power. Our correspondent Sarah Rainsford is in Warsaw.
This is just one exit poll, but it was greeted by Poland's opposition politicians like victory declared. As the poll was shown on giant screens here, the crowd chanted the name of Donald Tusk, the leader of the opposition, greeting him on stage like a mini rock star. The official count is still going on around the country, but this prediction shows the governing Law and Justice Party, or PiS, winning the most seats, but not enough to form a government. A combination of opposition parties, though, could work.
The Ugandan president, Yoweri Museveni, says police have foiled terror attacks targeting churches in two towns south of the capital, Kampala. Mr. Museveni posted on social media that pastors from the churches had received donations of public address systems, but found they were wired up to bombs. In an extremely close contest, South Africa has defeated the host France in the Rugby Union World Cup by 29 points to 28 to reach the semi-finals. They will now play England, who defeated Fiji by 30 points to 24. On Saturday, the number one ranked team, Ireland, were knocked out by New Zealand. BBC News.